Okay, for this hot seat, it's submitted by Phyllis and Tom. The niche is headache sufferers, or more specifically, chronic headache sufferers. This is where they entered their information. Okay, so they describe their prospect in quite a bit of detail, mostly women between the ages of 35 and 55 who have a high-powered and stressful job. They're controlling, perfectionistic, and capable. They sound like they have a very stressful life. They look, on the outside, they look fine, but they have real trouble getting through their life with chronic headaches. So this is one where you don't have to look very hard to find where their pain is. Their pain's right in their head. But then the implications of that in their life is they're taking multiple medications. They're stressed and tired of dealing with this. They anticipate headaches and have to schedule their lives around them. Their friends and families have lost patience because they have to cancel plans with their headaches. They just want to feel normal. They want to be in control of their health. They wish there could be something wrong with them to account for their headaches so it would be clear. The idea that they could, they just are doubting that there's something that can really help them. And they're in major denial about their bodies. They feel like a victim, and they're afraid they won't get any better. Okay, so there's a lot of fears and frustrations, a lot of hot points, a lot of pain there. Now we're going to skip down to the launch story. And here, I think we're a lot alike. I think I'm a lot like you. This is one where Phyllis and Tom have real experience having had the headaches. And so they basically lead off with talking about having the headaches. Now, what I don't like, let's read it. You're probably in the same spot we were several years ago. We both have major health challenges in our lives that seemed impossible to solve, and somehow the usual medical approach just didn't sit well with us. When we are suffering these chronic health problems, we just want to get rid of them, be pain-free, and be in control again. We wanted to be healthy without taking medications. Most of all, we wanted to know there was something that could help us regain our health and be able to live without the fear of chronic health problems. Then they talk about discovering the body's amazing ability to do it without drugs and how they went into years of training. I think I would do it a little different in here. I would deal more with the pain and more the different types of pains. So here, let's just go here and do some scratch pad here. So their pain is obviously their headache pain, right? But there's also lots of other pain. There's the what other people are thinking about you. I'm guessing one of the pain points would be that, they've got a headache, and after people are, in their lives or living with them and living with them having these headaches, at some point it's like they might even be doubting that they have these headaches, or they feel like their friends and family, they're just getting sick of hearing about these headaches, and they're sick of having plans broken and stuff like that. I think another thing is the fear of addiction to painkillers. And also the fear of side effects of painkillers. Phyllis and Tom obviously know their people a lot better than I do, but I think if I'm reading stuff in here, I think you have those things in there. I'm translating what they wrote here. So, to me, it's, I think I'm a lot like you. For years, I've suffered these, these debilitating headaches. And I live in fear of when, I've learned to manage them. I've learned to plan my life around them, which is I tell it's pure hell as it is, and always having to worry about it. But that's the thing is, you know, it's almost like I'm held hostage to these things. I make plans. I never know if I'm going to be able to follow through with my plans. In fact, my friends and family, I know they're sick of me showing up all of a sudden having a headache and having to break plans or, you know, I'm going to be the one holding everything back. And I'll tell you another thing is I've tried so many different things. I've tried so many drugs. Who knows what the side effects these painkillers are going to have? Or even worse, was I going to end up addicted to this stuff? Was I going to become a drug addict? I think that you build up the pain there. Instead of in this story, Phyllis and Tom basically went, you know, just talked about the chronic health problems a little bit and then started to talk about the discovering the amazing ability to heal without harmful drugs or medical interventions. Because up here, here we go, they're skeptical of any other kind of treatment. So right here, if your launch story is, yeah, I'm a lot like you, I had some headaches, but then I discovered the amazing ability. I mean, you're tipping your hand right off the bat. If these people are skeptical, then you have to do a good job of hooking them first and getting them interested in your stuff before you start talking about something that they're skeptical about. You can't lead with this thing that they're skeptical about. You know, if someone, you know, if you're trying to sell something to someone and they have some skepticism about what you're offering, you need to romance them a little bit first before you come out and say, you know, I think the thing that you're skeptical about is really the thing that's going to help you and you should buy it from me. Okay, so they went on to talk about here, you know, there's a couple different ways in this type of thing. You know, often you might be the person that made the discovery. You went and you studied for years and you pulled in different things from different people and you sort of assimilated a solution. Or maybe you just made a lucky discovery. That's the second way. You made a lucky discovery and found the solution. In this case, what Tom and Phyllis are talking about is they were able to find, where is it at? They were lucky enough to find a therapist who had this unique solution. So this is sort of, I mean, this could almost be that therapist could be the reluctant hero. You could play it up that way if you wanted to. I mean, basically, here you found someone who had the solution and you assimilated their work with your work. And so that's a great story there. Then you went on to help lots of people in your training program, got amazing results, and now you've decided to share. So that's all great stuff. You know, that's basically your story is we went out, we found someone who was like the guru on the mountaintop, so to speak. I'm not saying that in a denigrating way at all, but you found this person, you were able to integrate their work with your work, and you had some really powerful results. And if you just tag this onto that other part, you know, where I started with the pain here, then, you know, the solution, geez, there's great typing skills. Was you found the guru, you assimilated their work, assimilated their work with yours and started teaching people. You had great success. And now you want to share it with the world. There we go. So that's the solution. Okay, now we're going to get down to the offer. Now this is where I think you got a problem. They delivered an 8-week online class for $69.97. Good results, but few participants due to lack of marketing knowledge and the uniqueness of using a training program, not a medical approach to solve this problem. So I think that this is a problem. If you're offering an 8-week class, Let's do the math. That's less than $9 per class. And I just don't think anyone's going to take you serious at $9 per class. I mean, come on. What does a box of Tylenol cost? A box of Tylenol costs you $6 or $7. And you can get that at any drugstore, you know, grocery store, anywhere. You can spend $6 and get a thing of Tylenol. I mean, painkillers, prescription painkillers are expensive. I mean, going to a chiropractor or massage therapist to deal with your headache is expensive. You know, you're looking at, you know, one session with a massage therapist cost you $90, not $69.97. And this is an 8-week class with very advanced techniques that are new to the world. So, I mean, I really think that's way underpriced. I mean, these people are in a lot of pain, and I just think that has to be significantly higher. I mean, at least $200. And trust me, folks, I'm not someone, you know, a lot of times you'll hear people who pass themselves off as marketing experts, and they're all rah, 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 raise your price to, you know, $17,000. I'm not like that. I think I tend to be realistic with pricing. I think this is more like a $197 type of thing, because you are talking about changing their lives. You need a commitment. People are not going to commit. Even if you can sell it to them for $70, they're just not going to take the time to attend your 8 classes. Then let's see, a monthly fee that, you know, that I don't know how this whole thing's structured. If they need monthly coaching once they learn the stuff, that might be tough to pass off. Now here they have a biofeedback device. They'll cost $400 and give better results. I think that's probably makes for a good upsell. I think it's a $200 course, and as part of the course, you demonstrate, you know, you demonstrate the techniques. Then in the second or third or fourth class, you can show them how this biofeedback device does great. And at that point, you can sell it to them for the $400 as an upsell. You could even credit them the $200. Say it's a $200 class. You could credit them the $200 and say, you know, this thing costs $400, but we know you're going to get great results with this thing. And in fact, we are so sure your results are going to be so good, and we really, you know, we're in this to make an impact on people. We're going to give you a credit for the $200 you already spent for us with us for this class, and instead of this biofeedback device costing $400, we're going to give it to you for $200. And then basically what you've done is you've taken a $200 sale and you've moved it up into a $400 sale. And if your online class is, you know, if it's a pure online class, then you have a very low cost of delivery. So you can afford to, you know, to give a large credit towards the purchase of that biofeedback device. I mean, that's just one way. Or you could just give a $100 credit. You know, we're going to give you 50% of credit for everything you spent with us already, and get the biofeedback machine. And I don't necessarily think $200 will be the upper limit. I mean, if people are really in pain and you're talking about completely changing their lives, I mean, if you can take these headaches away, their life will completely change. You could possibly go quite a bit higher. I mean, you know, $500, $800, if you target the right people. I mean, you might be a much better off selling an $800 program to fewer people than trying to stuff a lot of people in it at $70. Now, I understand you're trying to make an impact on the world here, but, you know, you might, if people are paying you $400 or $800, you might end up impacting more people, because those people that take your class will take it more seriously and have better results. So I think $70 is a real problem here. You could do a 1-week class or a one session class or a 2-session class for $70 that ends up upselling into the eight week class. But I would look at raising that price. For pre-launch content, PDF, screen capture, video, I'll tell you what, the more you can do case studies, and I would get on the phone with people and have them tell their story to you, you know, the people you've worked with in the past, Certainly scientific research is good. You know, one of the things with this whole launch, this marketing approach is you could do a real, do the common enemy approach. And the common enemy could be the medical establishment, or it could be the drug companies. You know, the drug companies don't want you to know about this stuff because, you know, they sell a heck of a lot of Tylenol and Motrin and Advil every year. And so, they really don't want you to know about this stuff. That's why you haven't heard about this stuff. Because, you know, there's no profit in it for anyone for, you know, these healthy, non-drug-based techniques for eliminating headache pain. You know, there's just no profit in it for anyone. So, you know, if they haven't been actively discouraging you, there's certainly been, people shining a light in the other direction. So, I mean, you could totally build that up. You know, they don't want you to know about this stuff because they want to keep on selling you drugs. So you could definitely do a common enemy approach here. Scarcity plan. There's only so many slots available. Right on. Again, if there's only so many spots available at $70, you know, you're going to have a hard time doing all that well. Okay, the overall launch plan. It's a seed launch because they want to improve the product. That's a fantastic way to go. Because we have the only online program that exists. Okay, so this is the only program that exists like this. The launch will be over 4 to 6 weeks. See, again, a 4 to 6 week launch for a $70 product is just crazy. I mean, you know, if you're going to sell a $70 product, you know, launch that over a maximum of 10 days. If you have this much in the way of credentials, proof, and the potential is that big, you can't sell it for 70 bucks. You have to sell it for quite a bit more. I think a minimum of 300. You know, or $400. I mean, you got to do that. I mean, otherwise, it's just crazy to spend 4 to 6 weeks building up to this for a $70 product. People don't need that kind of time to make a $70 decision. Okay. Here we go. Okay, first of all, their counselors and biofeedback therapists, they've had a lot of success doing this for 30 years. They're experts. Here we go. We truly want to help, which is fantastic. The insurance companies and lack of knowledge in the medical community have made it difficult to reach people. So that's what I was talking about, that common enemy. That's a fantastic way to sell. So in your pre-launch content, you can come out with this overall story. In your first, I do a video talking about this and, in talking about the way you stumbled upon this. And then I would come back with, the second piece of content. We'll call this content piece number two would be the common enemy. Let's call it the drug companies. Yeah, come back and actually, you could even do your first, say you do a video, screen capture video, you could do it about this pain and talk about that, and then you could go right into the common enemies. So it's, you know, I'm a lot like you, I've got this headache pain, worry about what people talk to you, what people think of you, having to break plans with people, not being able to live the life you want, always being in fear of a headache disrupting your life. You're worried about being addicted to painkillers and possible side effects of these painkillers and this nonstop money that you spend for these painkillers. And, I went through this for years and I was able to find a solution, but I'll tell you what, it's not the solution you're thinking. And part of the problem is, you know, I'll tell you what, the drug companies, they make a lot of money selling to us, the people that suffer from chronic headaches. And, you know, I don't want to make this sound like some big conspiracy, but they certainly have a vested interest in you thinking that drugs are the only answer. I'll tell you what, I was able to find a solution after years of searching, And I was able to find a solution that works and has worked over and over in a repeatable fashion. In fact, I've made that my life's mission to share that solution with people. I've been doing it for 30 years now. I have indisputable proof, and I'm going to be showing you that proof in a series of videos. So leave your name and email address, yada, yada. And so that could be your first lead-in video. And then your second video, you'd come back with, you know, the proof. And the proof would be whatever, whatever you've got, which, what did you say up here? You've got all kinds of proof. I can't remember where I was at in here. But you have lots of proof. So come back with the proof, the credentials, and then come back in a case study. So come back and in that second video, you still don't really have to name what it is. You know, you can keep people guessing in terms of what it is, what your solution is. So that first one, hint at, touch their pain point. I'm a lot like you. Repeat the pain stuff. Hint at the conspiracy or the common enemy, and then hint at a solution. Then you come back and show the results and show the empirical evidence, the clinical evidence. Do a case study, do an interview with someone that's had great success. And still at this point, you're still not completely telling them what it is. And the third video you could come back with where you start to explain what it is. And I think you totally have people hooked at that point. And then at that, maybe you'd come back with another video that was a bunch more case studies and proof. And I think you'd have people sold at that point. So with that, let's close up this hot seat.